This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. During school closures caused by the coronavirus, schools can leverage their participation in one of USDA's summer meal programs to provide meals at no cost to students. Those meals would typically be served in a group setting, but according to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue before a House appropriations hearing, in a public health emergency, the USDA has the authority to waive group meal requirements.
Back in the H1N1, you may remember that you all authorized kind of a P-SNAP, which was a pandemic SNAP. It was authorized for 1 year. I'm not sure it was ever really funded or utilized, but that may be something you may want to consider as we look at there here now.
But Perdue says he's pretty sure we won't have to do that.
There are longstanding SNAP regulations that call good cause, and states have the discretion to determine good cause. Obviously, if your job says you can't come to work or you're sick in that way, that good cause would eliminate the need for work requirements under this rule.
Given our current situation, Perdue says that's fairly good news.
So that will be under the discretion of the states to determine that good cause. It's already there, and we wouldn't have to do anything different that way other than those folks that are impacted by the coronavirus, either their jobs or their own health, would be fulfilling those work requirements.
This announcement is effective immediately and will cover efforts triggered by school closings through June 30th.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.